Welcome back to the Life on the Ranch podcast. This is your Jerkline Skinner host, Slim. Today we got some guests on the show who I cannot wait to talk to, including my very own friend Carlson and the one and only George Millen. We've also got a surprise who we'll save until the end. Alright, let's get this podcast started. Everybody, sitting next to me we have my good friend Carlson.
Hey everyone.
Alrighty Carlson, today we're going to be asking you some questions about what it's like for you to be living on the ranch.
If you got questions, I got answers.
That's perfect. For the first question, what did you think of the newcomers George and Lenny when they first arrived on the farm?
Well, my first impression on them was that they showed up late. In the working environment, you always got to be on time, especially on your first day. I wasn't very fond of that until I saw them working in the field. That Lenny guy is a beast, best worker I think the ranch has ever had. And George may not be as strong, but he doesn't give up on a task. Won't stop till it's done. There's some pretty good barley buckers if you ask me.
You're especially right about one thing. Lenny was a beast. I can definitely agree with your statement that he's the best worker we got yet. Sad that the young fella got shot. He sure was a lot of help in the field.
You got that right. Made my job easier because he could do it 3 times faster than I ever could. Gave me less of a workload. I'm gonna miss that.
Gonna miss that too. Alright, on to our second question. What do you think of the boss's son, Curly?
I think he's nasty, that's what. Going around telling everybody that he keeps that glove full of Vaseline on so he can keep his hands soft for his wife. That annoying kid going around acting all tough and whatnot, trying to beat everybody up. He even fought Lenny for almost no reason. Lenny showed him who was boss, though.
Yeah, I remember that fight. He was all there. Big old Lenny showed him up, though. Made Curly look pathetic when Lenny caught his punch and crushed his hand.
That might have been my favorite memory on the ranch, seeing Curly get what was coming to him.
Yeah. Alright, time for the last question. Carlson, what makes you stay in the ranch? You could go anywhere. You've been here long enough to make up enough money to buy land or to go places, but yet you choose to stay. Why is that?
Well, Slim, everybody on this ranch is a crazy person. But I guess I like it here so much because it's like a second family to me. People here are just nice and fun to be around. This place feels like not just a job, but sometimes like a home as well. I think that's why I stay. This is like my home away from home.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Well, alrighty. That concludes our interview with Carlson. Have a fantastic day, buddy.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. We'll be back here in a bit with George Millen, ready to be interviewed. And we're back. Next to me, I have George Milton ready to be interviewed.
Hey, everyone.
Alrighty, let's dive in. So, George, let's kick this off. What made you and your friend Lenny come to the ranch in the first place?
Well, Slim, that's an easy one. We wanted work because we need money to pay for our dream. The dream of living on our own land, with our own food and our own animals. Everything ours. That's always what we aimed to achieve. Although the only thing Lenny cared about was tending those rabbits.
Yeah, he'd always talk about those rabbits. That's what he always looked forward to.
Yeah.
On to our second question. What's it like to be traveling alone now, after Lenny's death?
It's lonely, no matter how dumb he was. I miss having someone to talk to. I'm getting by just fine now. In fact, I have a good job. It's nice not looking after a man-child for once. I didn't realize how nice it was having a friend to travel with until I didn't have one. I did end up getting my own land, my own house, and a good work though. So I guess I'm living my dream.
That's great. Yeah, like I told you when you first came to the ranch, no one really travels in pairs, so it must have been nice to have him around. For our third and final question, where are you now? You left your job at the ranch and moved away. Where'd you go?
Like I said, I got my own land, and I built a real nice house for myself. I got my own animals, I got my own food, I got my own everything. I'm living the life Lenny and I always wanted to. Honestly, I'm better than ever. Besides being lonely sometimes, which can easily be fixed by going out with some friends, I'm doing great. Living off my own land has always been a dream of mine, and it finally came true.
Well, that's great. I'm very happy for you. Miss having such a good worker at the ranch, though.
It's nice to do work for myself instead of others now. Get to do it however I want. Slow, fast, large, or small amounts. I can stop when I want. Continue as I please.
Sounds nice. Alright, well, that concludes your interview, George. Thank you for coming in. It was really nice talking to you again.
It was my pleasure, Slim. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Alright, we're gonna take a short break, and we'll be back with a surprise guest. And we're back, everybody. All right, everyone, we've got a special guest on our show. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. My name is Crooks. I'm a stable buck on the ranch.
He sure is. Today, Crooks and I have a special topic we're going to discuss. You heard George talk about it, and now you're going to hear us talk about it.
Now, what would that topic be?
Loneliness. I thought it'd be a good idea for you to come in because you seem to be one of the most lonely people on the ranch at times.
You could say that.
Well, let's dive into this. What's it like being alone all the time?
Lonely. I don't know. I remember this one time where Curly's wife, Lenny, and Candy were all in my little home. I didn't want any of them there, but I just remember talking to them and feeling so good inside. They were all pretty lonely, too. I could just tell because I'm an expert on that subject. It was just kind of like all the outcasts on the ranch coming together to just give each other a friend. Of course, that conversation ended. Like all do, but it was really nice in that moment.
In no way can I relate to you and being lonely, but I can completely understand that. It must suck being by yourself all the time.